This is Ken Marin again from the NABWMT. The podcast today is the interracial same-sex information, and it follows up from the fact that we now have marriage equality, but I was interested to see about marital status, race, and ethnicity. And it turns out I was just reviewing an earlier paper by the Williams Institute at UCLA. This has a lot of information on this topic based on 2010, I believe, census data. This data essentially found that couples within the LGBTQ community were more likely to be in an interracial relationship. Nearly two-thirds of married same-sex couples live in the northeast of the United States and the West. And this is compared to just 41% of married different-sex couples. Historically, of course, these are the two parts of the country where marriage for same-sex couple started and has been more widely available. Although marriage for same-sex couples has only recently become available, there's an economic advantage associated with marriage, and it's evident amongst same-sex couples in most the same ways that are similar to different sex counterparts. For example, married same-sex couples have a median household income that is approximately 27% higher than the median income of unmarried same-sex couples. Also, if you look at poverty, you find in this survey it's substantially less common among married same-sex couples, that's 4%, than among unmarried same-sex couples, which is at 18%. This is in line with many studies that show there are advantages for marriages or partnerships, same-sex or different sex. Another example, home ownership is higher amongst married couples for both same-sex and different-sex couples. More than 71% of married same-sex couple own their own home compared to 65% of unmarried same-sex couples. Amongst different-sex couples, the difference is 80% versus 41%. Perhaps of interest, married same-sex couples are more likely to have children than their unmarried counterparts. So more than a quarter of married same-sex couples have children under the age of 18 compared to 15% of unmarried same-sex couples. So, what about racial and ethnic breakdown? So, in total, 23% of individuals in same-sex couples are members of racial or ethnic minority. This is true for both married and unmarried same-sex couples. By comparison, an estimated 26% of those in married different-sex couples are racial or ethnic minorities, compared with 36% in unmarried different-sex couples. The racial and ethnic distribution of individuals in same-sex and different-sex married couples are very similar. In total, around 23% of individuals in same-sex couples are members of the racial or ethnic minorities. This is true for both married and unmarried same-sex couples. We have a data in a table that's in the podcast notes if you want to view the racial and ethnic variations for non-whites, whites, black, Latinx, American Indian, and Asia Pacific and Asia. And this interesting combination of events. The proportion of same-sex couples married and unmarried within specific racial and ethnic groups are very similar to those amongst married different-sex couples as well as all different-sex couples. So there we have it. It's kind of a general review of what's happening in same-sex versus opposite sex relationships, If you want to see the details, again, look on our website, nabwmt.org, the show notes, or you can use your RSS feed and get it from nabwmt/feed/podcast. Thanks for listening.